I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Hundreds of mourners paid their final respects to Jimmy Carter at Washington National Cathedral on Thursday. The one-term U.S. president was widely admired for his humanitarian work after leaving the White House. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Fellow Democratic President Joe Biden eulogized the 39th president.
Through it all, he showed us how character and faith start with ourselves and then flows to others.
All five living, current, and former U.S. presidents were in attendance. Before the ceremony began, Republican President-elect Donald Trump entered the cathedral with his wife, Melania. He shook hands with his former Vice President, Mike Pence, before sitting next to former President Barack Obama, with whom he chatted as introductory music played. To Obama's right were Laura and George W. Bush, and Hillary and Bill Clinton. Tens of thousands of Americans over the past 2 days filed through the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol to pay their respects to Carter, who was president from 1977 to 1981.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The worst wildfires in Los Angeles history are still burning. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
On Thursday, flames continued to tear through the Pacific Palisades neighborhood, home to many celebrities. The massive wildfire there, together with the Eaton Fire to the east, has destroyed hundreds of homes. Several people have been killed, and the death toll is expected to rise. Nearly 180,000 people have been ordered to evacuate. Firefighters managed to make gains overnight in battling the Sunset Fire, which had forced mandatory evacuations in Hollywood and the Hollywood Hills.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. This is VOA.